Welcome to Fraud Assist. You're speaking with Dale. Can I start with your full legal name, please?
My full name.
Thank you so much. Now, just give me 1 second just to bring up all of the details. I won't be too long at all. And can I also grab your date of birth, please? And your full address, including the postcode? Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And how can I help you today?
I've been scammed today.
Okay. What's happened?
Well, I got a text I thought from was my daughter. She was saying she dropped her phone down the toilet and needs a bill to be paid, and I should have rung her just to make sure. But, of course, anyway, I transferred $1,970.53 to Lazarus. Yes. Today, you may see it.
Oh, I definitely can, and I'm so sorry that this has happened. This is a scam going around at the moment. So, can I just excuse me? Can I just confirm it's just the $1,970 transaction that's unauthorized yet? No worries. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to put you on hold just for a few minutes while I look into this. I promise you won't be too long at all.
Thanks, Sam.
Ta. Thank you so much for holding. I really appreciate your patience. All right.
That's fine. Thank you.
So what I want to do is get this transaction marked up and sent off to be investigated. Now, it can take us up to 4 to 6 weeks for us to fully investigate, and you will receive some correspondence in the mail and or via text message just to let you know how we've gone and keeping you updated. Now, if you've got a pen and paper handy, I've got a reference number here just in relation to this.
I'll just go and get one.
Yeah, take time.
Right. Yes, Pete.
Yes. Yeah, so the reference number in relation to all of this, it's and if you ever do get a spare time, I highly encourage you just to go to a government website. It's called scamwatch.gov.au. It's just a really good government website. Just let you know the latest scams going on these days, red flags to look out for, and just general ways and means just to protect yourself, your personal details, and all your financial data.
Yeah. Okay, I will. I'll just check your website, actually, to see where the latest ones are.
it's never nice, but we just want you to protect yourself. And for scares like this, definitely contact your daughter directly on her usual number.
I've got three daughters, and I asked, which one is it? And they didn't come back, and I said a silly thing. I said, is this you? And, of course, they grabbed onto that. So.
And that's how phishing works, is they look for breadcrumbs and then they latch onto it. So, all right. But, head to that website and protect yourself, and we'll let you know how we go on in due course.
Thank you. It's Dale, isn't it?
Correct. Yes, Dale. Yeah.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks for your help.
No worries. Take care.
Bye. Bye.